Hello, and welcome to another edition of Nick at Night. It happens to be 8 o'clock at night, so how convenient is that? Someone asked me on Facebook, when are you doing another podcast? So it drew my inspiration to say, okay, let's do it. All right. So the podcast that I wanted to do tonight, I'm going to play all 6 songs. I don't know why I have 6, but I have 6. It's the way it is. And I wanted to do my top 6 songs of all time. Now, you may say, well, how did these get picked? Well, I'll tell you. When I was young, I've told you, I'm the only boy in the family at the time. And didn't have a lot of friends. And so I was in my room playing music, pretending I was WLOL. And I made my own countdown, of course, inspired by Casey Kasem himself. So I wrote down every week. Sometimes I got excited and did a chart every 4 or 5 days. But technically it was weekly. Every week from about 12 years of age until I was actually 20, to be honest. Probably right before I started actually dating a serious person. So, with that being said, these songs are inspired by how long these songs were at number one on Nick's countdown. Yeah, for sure. So they all have one thing in common. Well, a couple of things in common. One, none of them are Michael Jackson, Madonna, or Prince. Hard to believe, isn't it? I think When Doves Cry was probably 8 weeks, and Michael Jackson's Beat It probably 6 or 7 for me, but not longevity like these other ones. So we've got a song that was 15 weeks, 13 weeks, 14 weeks, 2 songs tied for 12, and then, or yeah, so let me see, 11, 15, 2 12s, a 13, a 14, and a 10. Did I do that right? I'm not good at math, but you'll hear the countdown as we do it. I am going to play all the songs just so that you can get an idea of the song. The good thing about this is you can skip it if you want. If you want to just slide that little glide over and say, nope, I don't want to listen to the whole song. Now, you can listen to one of them because it's only 2.5 minutes long. But here we are. Let's hit it. So the number 6 song on Nick's Top 40 Countdown, that was number one the longest, was 10 weeks. Now, this song has been remade so many times. One of them was by Air Supply. And then Celine Dion did it in the 90s or 2000s. I don't remember exactly which decade she did it. And Laura Branigan did it after Air Supply. I love her version. And that song spent 10 weeks on my countdown at number one. This is Laura Branigan, and this is The Power of Love.
I look in your eyes. I hold on to your body.
Wow. Is that a power ballad or what? My goodness. Laura Branigan, Power of Love. Not the Power of Love, but Power of Love. Great song. Love that song. And her voice is just amazing. And unfortunately, gone too soon at the age of 54, about 10 years ago, I think. 10, 15 years ago. I don't remember exactly when she passed away, but brain aneurysm at the age of 54. So, pretty sad. Well, that is the number 6 song of all time for me. And of course, I love, like I said, I love a good power ballad. All right, now, I also want to give you a little bit of trivia. I don't believe that song hit the top 20. But it did not hit the top 10. I know that for sure. So it's kind of didn't do great on the Billboard charts. Now, on the other hand, the next 4 songs were all top 20 hits. Only one of the following songs did not hit the top 10. But in fact, I believe they were all number 1 hits. So here we go. This song was number 1 on the Billboard charts for, 7 or 8 weeks, somewhere in there. A long song at number 1, for sure. Led by a female artist. They've had songs like Crimson and Clover, Little Liar, and of course, I Hate Myself for Loving You, which I almost think is slightly better than the song, but I digress. And here is that song from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Love Rock and Roll. I'll be back in 2 and 2. Joan Jett, the Black Hearts and I Love Rock and Roll, 12 weeks at number one on my countdown. Yeah, 12 weeks. Love that song. I Love Rock and Roll. Yeah. Woo. All right. If you have not heard Do You Want to Touch Me? Do You Want to Touch Me? Yeah, yeah. You got to check that song out. It's a great song. She is so good. And Bad Reputation. Woman is awesome. All right. So 12 weeks at number one, tied for fourth, because the next song spent 12 weeks at number one as well. You will know this artist because of Ghostbusters. It's not Ghostbusters, but he sang the hit song Ghostbusters. Who are you gonna call? And he also had the song Jamie. He also had the song The Other Woman, which I love. The Other Woman by Ray Parker Jr. Gotta check out The Other Woman. Great, great song there. But with that being said, here I go with my power ballads. I love ballads. What do you know? How about that? Oh, man. Well, with that being said, that number 12 song, or sorry, the number tied for number four with I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is Ray Parker Jr. As I stated, this is I Still Can't Get Over Loving You. I'm confused and I don't know.
I ain't through loving you.
Ray Parker Jr. spent 12 weeks at the top of my Knicks Top 40 countdown, and I still can't get over loving you. That is a great song, if I don't say so myself. All right. Well, we have three songs to go, and the next song is a movie song. Now, it's got a subtitle, and you wouldn't think that it's a movie song, because it's actually, in reality, about a quadriplegic who rode across the country in his wheelchair. Man in Motion is what it was called. And John Parr was tasked to create a song for St. Elmo's Fire, and they used this song. So technically, there's a movie theme, and there's also an instrumental, the love theme to St. Elmo's Fire. A fantastic movie if you have not seen it yet. But without further ado, 13 weeks at the top on my countdown. This is John Parr with St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion. Dang, I love this song. You don't see the man on the corner passing by. Who could stay there everywhere? But maybe sometime if you feel the pain, you'll find you're alone. Everything has changed. Play the game. You know you can't quit until it's won. So true. Only you can do what must be done. You know it's only you're not like me. You're just a prisoner, and you're trying to break free. I can see a new horizon underneath the blazing sky. I'm John Parr, St. Elmo's Fire Man in Motion. 13 weeks at number one, and that did hit number one on the Billboard charts. 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, on the Billboard charts. Great song, of course. 13 weeks at the top. And I did look up Joan Jett. They spent 7 weeks at number one. So that was a huge hit for them. Well, now we're up to the final two songs of my famous top 40 countdown I did on my own in my bedroom. Wasn't so much famous, but you know what I mean. And actually, this could be number, technically considered the greatest one-hit wonder of all time. Maybe not. But definitely in the 80s. But I do like the group Tapau. T-apostrophe-P-A-U. They had a song called Heart and Soul. I love that one-hit wonder. And then you had Taco, Putting on the Ritz. Many, many, many one-hit wonders in the 80s, even in the 90s. But this one, I think you're going to recognize. She was a cheerleader, choreographer, and she held the record until number one was released. So, without further ado, the second biggest song, according to my top 40 chart, Mickey, Tony Basil, or Basil. Well, you know, I just realized when I added this song to my Spotify that it says, "Hey, Mickey." Well, that's not the name of the song. So it seemed like a little bit of a different version, like she re-recorded it or something. I don't know. It was interesting to me. So I don't know what happened there, but that's okay. You got the gist of it. It's still the same song. It's still a great song, and it's still a great one-hit wonder. And it spent 14 weeks at the top of my chart. And you're thinking, my gosh, Nick, there was a song that spent longer than 14? Yeah. It's another power ballad, if you will. And it is by a Welsh singer. Not that that's going to help you. Big blonde booming hair. Not that that's going to help you, because that was the way it was in the 80s. However, she had a song in the 70s called It's a Heartache. She also had a song off the Footloose soundtrack called Holding Out for a Hero. But of course, the most popular song that you'll recognize her increased in iTunes sales this past week because of a special event that occurred last week. Another piece of trivia is, and he died, I believe, in 2020 or 2021, Jim Steinman. Like Diane Warren, a great, prolific songwriter. He had two songs on the Billboard charts back-to-back at number two and number one. At number two, for 5 weeks, was Making Love Out of Nothing at All by Air Supply, written by Jim Steinman. But Jim Steinman didn't have any problems being at number one, because his other song he wrote was number one during that same period. 4 weeks at number one. Of course, it's none other than Total Eclipse of the Heart. 15 weeks. Total Eclipse of the Heart. This is Bonnie Tyler.
Thank you.
Here we go now. Come on now. Got my piano going. Turn around, bright eyes. It is not Total Eclipse of the Heart, Turn Around, Bright Eyes. It's not Total Eclipse of the Heart, Turn Around. It is Total Eclipse of the Heart. Bonnie Tyler. So let's recap. Number 6 for 10 weeks. Power of Love. Number 5, I Still Can't Get Over Loving You by Ray Parker Jr., 12 weeks. Tied with I Love Rock and Roll, 12 weeks. At number 3, we have St. Elmo's Fire, 13 weeks, Man in Motion. And I did look it up. Mickey was number 1. So I do have good taste. 4 of the 6 songs hit number 1. Power of Love did not hit the top 20. And Total Eclipse of the Heart, 15 weeks. Well, thank you for joining me again. Hopefully, I will be back sooner than later and come up with another theme. And for that, I say good night, and I hope you enjoyed the top 6 songs. Until next time, peace. Master John, out.